Hello, world. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet. This is IBGR, International Business Growth Radio. Welcome to the Influencers Formula, where you get a roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and the producer of almost 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Ben Joya, three-time international best-selling author with teachings that reach more than 50,000 people worldwide. You'll be learning a lot of that through our time together, and we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. So before we jump in today, remember that if you want direct live support from us for your business podcast, then contact us anytime at ibgr.info. Once again, ibgr.info. And this week, we'll keep walking through an easy-to-follow, your easy-to-follow, proven plug-and-play way. Prophet, I want to say all the words with P that I can possibly think of to get your podcast done, right? And as we say, and as we teach, and as we practice 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So follow the formula each week, and welcome to the show.
Yes, it's great to have all of our listeners here. Whether you're new or returning, we value the time that you spend with us. This is week 4 of 13, Podcast Promises and Profits. Today, we're going to go into the Business Podcasting Made Easy expectations of our 4 episodes coming up. We do a little 4-block episode of a kind of a mini series that all goes together. So our first episode is number 13, Put This on the Fridge, Profitable Show Notes Framework and Action Plan. We'll segue into episode 14, Every Podcast Must Have These True Messages. Number 15 is Breadcrumbs Are Good Food for Your Podcast. And then finally, episode 16 of this 4-part series, Aligning the Language and Voice of Your Tribe, Consistency Across All Media.
Wow, Donna, that's an amazing set of experiences that we have for our listeners coming up.
Yes.
Yeah. And we are building on what's come before us, right? So we looked at just, I'll do this very briefly, how to get noticed with a podcast and book, right? All about the influencers formula, which we've been walking through week by week together, you know, looking at things like your mess to success story, the roadmap you're following, choosing the name, you know, being a mentor in 13 minutes, choosing titles, the biggest mistake that most people make and not to do that yourself, storytelling, story structure, you know, the ins and outs, the nuts and bolts, all of that kind of stuff. So if you haven't caught previous episodes, absolutely do so, because each bit builds on the last. And that doesn't mean that you have to stop listening right at this moment. Enjoy, get the benefit from today. And today's episode, once again, Put This on the Fridge, Profitable Show Notes Framework and Action Plan. And that makes it season 11, episode 13.
Oh, yeah. I love that you did the recap, Ben, because that really ties into everything that we're putting out here for the Influencers Formula. And so as we get into episode 13, just imagine with us not having to think about what goes where for your podcast. Because we're saying the 13-minute mentor, that's just 13 minutes to get your point across. And as you're becoming a person worth listening to, how do you deliver a profitable podcast that changes lives? We want to keep coming back to this episode 13. This is season 11. Keep coming back here, because we do. Every time we build a show, we're coming back here. This is your podcast Bible.
Right. Put it on the fridge.
Yeah. And then take it down and put it next to you when you are doing your actual writing of each show. When we talk about recap, you hear us talk about recap. You hear us connecting the dots. You hear us doing this over and over again. We keep saying this because it all ties in. It all ties in. And here are the 5 elements of the profitable show notes framework. It's plug and play now. That's what it is. That's what we're talking about. We're giving you, we've been dropping little breadcrumb. these words this morning.
Are you adding a syllable?
I don't know what I'm doing. I think I need a little more coffee. But anyway, that's why we do. If you listen to the episode on the different formats, we do live podcast live. This is live. This is live. And this is what you get. We don't edit it out. So you get all of it.
look out world.
Anywho, the plug and play now framework as I enunciate each of these, we have been talking about them over the last several episodes. We've gone over them, we've glossed over them. Now we're going deep dive into them, write them down. The first one is the hook. It's a quote, a story, a statistic, a joke, humor. It's those things. It was when I said, imagine not having to think about what goes where for your podcast. That was our hook. Do you want to write one of those?
Yeah, Donna, I always talk about that with my authors, like think as little as possible in all of these processes, however you can systematize, right? So, you know, getting your hook down on paper, right? And then building upon that with the why, right? Like what's the main message that helps you become that person worth listening to? You know, what's the episode message? So again, you know, what's your overarching bit? What are you going to do in those 13 minutes that you are a mentor? You know, what are you going to teach? You know, which is the what, right? Telling people what they need to know. That's that third step of this framework. And Donna, what would we do from there?
Then, well, we go into the what you need to do, Ben. It always, and you'll hear the structure now that we're really laying it out for you. We're like the Wizard of Oz going behind, taking you behind the curtain. This is what we do every episode.
Donna, I was so tempted to say, if I only had a brain, and then I said it. I think we both
drink more coffee. You'll be fine.
More coffee. Exactly. Exactly. It's 3 hours earlier in California right now. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben, for coming in here. But I wanted to just roll back a little bit to the why.
Thank you.
The main message and the episode message, because this is one that we're going to do a whole 13-minute deep dive into coming up. Stay with us. It's a little breadcrumb for you. They're both so important. They're both so important. And it is so that there is flow, so that people will say, oh, I'm listening to the right show still. I'm in the right transformational period. I got it. I'm here. So the why is right in the early stages, and you want to make sure that you get that in there.
Yeah, Don, I appreciate you saying that, because you know, people are so busy. There's so much distraction. There's so much noise. There's social media. There's so much dopamine addiction, right? Intentional or not. So, you know, you are serving your people. We are serving our people when we are clear on that why, you know, on that main message, on that episode message, and keeping people along for the journey, right? It's, you know, imagine, you know, hiking with a bunch of little kids, and I'm not minimizing any of our listeners, right? But hiking with a bunch of little kids who don't know where they're going. It's, you know, come this way. Hey, this is where we came from. Remember the rock, remember the waterfall. You know, we're going to the field and we're going to go, you know, hear all the birds.
Yeah. I always think of the Pied Piper too, as a musician, that your words are what's keeping your listeners, moving them along. So once again, the framework is the hook, the why, the what, the how, which is telling your listeners exactly what they need to do, all of the steps in here. And then finally, number five is take action. It's the what if, it's the possibility thinking. It's like, here's your first step. Now go do it. Because without putting that action in there, there's no transformation. There's only good information, and good information doesn't get you anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. And painting that picture with that good information, right? So imagine if you took that step, you know, if you recorded your podcast, if you took those 13 minutes, whatever the case may be, right? And that's what we want you to do here. That's what we always want you to do here through this process, because, you know, whether you're closing clients, writing a book, having years worth of content, if I can be grammatically incorrect about that, you know, using this plug and play framework, like using the hook, the why, the what, the how, and giving people an opportunity to take action, every single word, right? The value of that word is tenfold, hundredfold, because you can keep using it and keep attracting the right people to you, because you are that person who's worth listening to, right? That's what it's all about. So if you haven't already done so, please make sure to subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com. That's influencersformula.com. And if you want direct support from us for your podcast, I mean, you can follow the map, you know, do the Influencers Formula step by step here. Just go week by week and do what we say, right? That's part of this. But if you want some help, just reach out to us today at ibgr.info. Once again, ibgr.info.
Yeah, that's perfect. because sometimes that little gap between knowing and doing, it's nice to have a little accountability to voice it out, to bounce an idea off of somebody. So we would love to hear from all of you that would like to have a little bit of that extra support. And Ben, you know, you touched on it, that every word you write, every word you record can and will be repurposed into this myriad of different types of content. That's what makes what we're doing with the Influencers Formula so unique, so different, and so powerful, because you're basically in 90 days mapping out a whole year's worth of content. We've said that before. It's mind-blowing. The content you can do. When people see, I have a marketing guy and he's like, you would never have to create any more content for the next 25 years because you're going to be front loading it. You just have it all done there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And people need to hear things on repeat. It doesn't mean you repeat everything every single time, right? But you get your core messages in place that are aligned with your people, right? Give it to them now and then, remind them, re-remind them. You know, spiral learning works because people hear things again and again. It's not about rote repetition, but it's about meeting the new information and having a new experience, because each time your listener is a new person when they hear from you, right? So if you think of a pyramid, a three-dimensional pyramid, right, your podcast is the top of the pyramid and everything comes from there. And, you know, if you come hang out with me a little bit more, you know, your book can also be the top of your pyramid. And hey, if you do all of this right, you do your podcast and you have 80% of your book done. So that's a hell of a pyramid.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's plug and play. That's what we're talking about here. So once again, as we're wrapping up this episode, there's the five elements of the profitable show notes framework. It's the hook, the why, the what, the how, and take action. And we want you to take action. Keep following the profitable show notes framework. Make sure you revisit this episode, episode 13 of season 11. When you create your next episode, reach out to us when you have questions or want to connect at info.ibgr.info. And we're going to stop here. This is episode number 13. Put this on the fridge, profitable show notes framework and action plan on the IBGR network. Our series is Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencers Formula. This is Donna and Ben, and we're going to sign off for now, but there's three more in this series coming, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.